Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to the after show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to our patrons.
Untucked.
Untucked.
Welcome. And because we're at home, it's literally untucked.
You don't know what I'm talking
about. No pants, no panties, nothing.
I think the thing that I wanted to chat about tonight is something that I think everybody in the LGBTQIA plus community does struggle with a lot, and something that sort of in mainstream media there's a big push for is body positivity. I know myself personally, like all through my life, especially sort of in my late teens, my early 20s, I really, really struggled with my body image and like just being nice to myself. I've spoken a little bit in the past about being diagnosed with quite severe anxiety and body dysmorphia and a bout of anorexia as well. So that I think that stuff really shapes you as a person as you get older. It is a really, really hard thing to sort of work through being a young gay person or queer person or however you identify as. One of the great things that helped me a lot was my therapist back in the day was just like, when you get home this afternoon after our session, I want you to go home, cover up every single reflective surface in your house and leave it like that for a week.
Yeah.
It made such a big difference because I did not give a shit how I looked when I was at home by myself. But I think it's great that we're sort of living in a time now where being body positive is sort of at the forefront of mainstream media. Mm. We have amazing people like Sam Smith. They are just fantastic. I think they look beautiful. They're so brave to just sort of step forward, take photos of themselves and just be like, you know what? I've been hiding myself for too long. I just want to love who I am and I'm just going to do it. And also Lizzo, she's fantastic.
Never heard of her.
That is who she is. Charge in the way. Love her.
I'm not having a great time at the moment, to be honest, in self-isolation. Yeah. And I was thinking today, I don't think I've ever, like in reflection, I've never actually been happy with my body. And it sounds like really dumb, but like there's no point in my life that I've thought like, yeah, this is it. I'm happy, whatever, this is fine. And before this whole pandemic, I was really like starting to get into F45 and it was more of a social thing, but I was actually really enjoying it and really happy with it. And now I feel with this whole pandemic, COVID-19, it's really brought us complete halt stop and there's nothing I can do except go on like afternoon walks.
You know what? I don't mean to be this bitch, but I only started doing this like 2 days ago. Is that I found a lot of LGBT people are doing like home workout videos on Instagram, and they're not like the people that but they're not all the people that make you feel bad about yourself, and they do like things you can do with no equipment, because I only have like, what are the things that they look like, telephones,
dumbbell,
the dumbbell weights.
I've only got like two dumbbells and that's it, and that doesn't compare to like an F45 extravaganza.
I just want to caution this conversation is sort of saying that the way to resolve body positivity is by getting fit. Because I know you both, I don't think that it's what you think. A lot of people don't want to get fit or don't enjoy getting fit or whatever, and that's fine as well. I've never, ever, ever liked exercising. I've never, ever, ever liked my body. And it used to be a huge issue for me, but the way that I resolved it was actually not about changing my body at all. And it wasn't even about deciding that I love my body. I still don't love my body. It's about how much importance I place on that. And I've realized that that's something I can control. And what's worked for myself is to place less importance on what my body looks like, which is a difficult thing to do, I guess. But really the only way to do it is to start placing importance on other parts of your life. So whether that's relationships, your mental exercise, you know, reading and that sort of stuff, trying to focus on bettering yourself in other ways and placing more importance on other aspects of you. And that can be health, not as far as exercise goes, but eating and perhaps cutting back on booze and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Can actually make you feel a lot better about yourself and give you more importance on other parts of your life.
Mm. I always feel kind of awkward talking about my own, but like what I think of my body and image and stuff, because I always kind of have it in my mind that, because like honestly it's a weird thing that's only internal and I literally don't care about anyone else, but it's just my own thing and how I view myself. But then it's like a weird thing to complain about my body when there are people of all different shapes and sizes that are very different to me, and I always kind of think that I can't complain about myself out loud, because then they'll be like, well, what if they think that about themselves? I'm like much bigger than them. Well, like then Kyle, what does he think of me?
People perceive as an attractive, confident person, and so it's hard.
I feel like I'm not allowed to talk about like my weight when there's people who are very different to me out there, and then they might shut it down.
But you're allowed to talk about it. I guess it's just about the way you talk about it and being aware of other people's situations and who's listening to it as well. Yeah.
I always felt from the day I met you, Kylie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was like, brace yourselves.
Yeah, spill the tea, sis. I feel like you feel that way about a lot of different topics. Yeah. You know, like over the 2 years we've been recording, you have scratched below that surface and actually let yourself voice some of your feelings on things.
Yeah.
And it's been really beautiful to be a part of that. You could actually provide a viewpoint that none of the rest of us have, because people post about you and value how gorgeous you are. And I think having your perspective on your own body positivity is more important, you know, to hear from you is, you know, something that only you could provide our listeners. So I don't think you should ever be like, I'm not going to talk, because it's our show.
And not yours. thank you, Luke. That was actually really nice, and I do appreciate it when you do say nice things about me.
Once a year, bitch.
Yeah, look,
once
I'm happy to get it now. I needed it.
One thing I did want to touch on is obviously the body positive movement is fantastic, and it is really, really great that we are seeing all different shapes and sizes. A lot of the time it does sort of focus on like sort of the plus size end of the scale, sort of not a lot of the in between. It's rare that you sort of see like just sort of average size bodies on like billboards and stuff and runways and whatnot. And one person that I really, really appreciate for putting all different shapes and sizes of bodies out there is Rihanna, because she...
Ooh, Fenty.
Little Miss Fenty. But in the runway shows that she does, like, she brings through people of all shapes and sizes, all different ethnicities, which is really, really great. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, growing up, there was sort of this standard of what gay imagery you sort of saw being predominantly white. And so that's sort of what I aimed for sort of through my teen years. And sort of coming into the gay community and finding other people of all different shapes and sizes really changed my perspective on what my body should look like and what my mental state about my body should be as well.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's like, in terms of what's changed for me since episode 5 to now, is I have a lot more acceptance that some of the sexual encounters that I had were very clearly racial fetishization.
Yeah.
And for sure. That they absolutely fucked with my body perception and my perception of what I was supposed to look like. So I'd struggled for a very long time with how Asian I looked in terms of my body shape, my weight, my skin color, which is also all part of this body positivity movement. It's not just about weight. It's also color and ethnicity and the way that we're perceived within the community. Mm-hmm. And what's changed for me since that episode is saying, fuck that. I just have the body type that I have.
Yeah.
And I'm going to post about it you know, as if it ain't no thing. I'm going to post like I'm a white person and you can deal with it. And in isolation, it's been a bit harder, but I found a new way to really appreciate my own body through experimenting with makeup. Really,
yeah,
I've
really enjoyed
for me.
That journey for you. Love that journey for you.
Where I'm realizing, like, I always used to hate my face, and I wanted, like, it's been on my wish list for years to get rhinoplasty. Like,
yeah,
I wanted to get a nose job for so fucking long.
I wanted one for a long time too. Yeah,
and
I feel, yeah,
through learning about how I could be creative with the palette that I have and the what do you call it? The canvas of my face.
Yes.
And makeup. I'm like, I actually really love this. And I've found experimenting and being creative with makeup as opposed to using makeup to cover up what I don't like about myself. As well as, like, I do want to say that as much as we're not saying, like, fitness is the key to things.
Yeah.
But mental health and physical fitness is so closely linked as well.
Yeah.
And has such a huge impact on the way that you perceive yourself that I was not, and I would never advocate for people to dedicate their lives to becoming an Instagram thirst trap or anything like that.
Yeah.
But in some way, shape or form, an active lifestyle will do your mental health and the way you perceive yourself such wonders as well in your own way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone else feels like this, but for me, my birthday's next week and I feel like your birthday, for me anyway, always puts a kind of lens on your life. And it, like, I feel like I always have to, like, I feel like it really highlights it. So everyone's like looking at you at that time in your life. So I have all this pressure to kind of try and look good for then. So around my birthday, I'm always like, oh yeah, I'm going to start going for runs and do this.
Well, 16 is a big one, Kyle.
I know. It's like quinceanera. I guess next year I'm turning... It's a big 3-0, and that's supposed to be the peak of my life. So I'm like, fuck, I need to, like, get my shit together then, because I
not
need to
even,
be at
the peak
in my peak of my life. Yeah, I don't know. It's like these really stupid thoughts, but they're thoughts that I have.
Josh has turned 31, and, like, we're living in his brother's house. We have no savings. Yeah. Like, don't put pressure
and
on
look
yourself.
At Tom and I.
Yeah. No, don't try and base any of your life decisions on Luke and I.
No, it's really good for the scale on, like, what not to do. A part I've always struggled with is just, like, my midsection, just my – I don't have a memory of, like, ever really being at a beach, like, comfortable – comfortably having, like, a shirt off. Like, as a kid, I was always kind of like a chubby teenager, and I'd always, like, wear rash vests and things like that, and I've never been confident about that kind of area on my body, and it's something I've always hated.
Do you struggle with the disparity between, you know, some of the comments that people like I make about you being like, you know, you're the pretty one on the show, or you're the gorgeous one on the show, and then your internal dialogue. Is that tricky for you to navigate, Kylie?
I don't know if I'm considered the pretty one on the podcast, but I mean...
Okay, you're the pretty one on the podcast.
It's hard. Like, I do have a lot of these thoughts, and I'm like, is that all people kind of maybe see me as, like, some people, and then, like, well, I got to fucking put on a show for them then, because, like, I got to actually, like, ham it up. And I guess one could say I've got a few more followers on Instagram than the average person, but
couple.
Like,
you but, used to drop it all the time on the show.
No, I never did.
No, did.
That
10.
Is such
4.
A lie. Buy
10.
Me the receipts. 4. Buy me the receipts. Yeah. So I've always kind of, like, been in this, like, kind of medium place on Instagram, and people have said to me in the past, be like, oh, like, take some shirtless selfies, that'll get your followers up. And I'm just like, the thought of that is just the worst thing to me ever. Yeah. Like, I could not do that.
Well, thank you once again for all of our patrons that tuned in this evening. We very much appreciate your dollars that you spend on us.
We need them now more than ever.
It's keep getting us
spending
through.
Them, guys. Don't forget, tune in to our live stream that we're doing on the 19th at 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. We'll have a
can't
lovely
wait to chat
drink.
And drink with you all.
Yes. Yay. Yeah. The patrons will get to meet my cat again, so that's a draw.
Yeah. Kitty cat.
And Albert, Tom's dog.
Oh, yeah, Albert will be there, yeah.
As the delegated single person in this podcast, last week everyone's partners joined them and did a little Q&A on the live stream.
Yeah,
so who knows
questions.
Who else's boyfriends may join. It won't be mine, but else's will join. You might have surprise guests.
Yes.
If you want it,
we'll give it to you.
But that's what you want to do isn't necessarily what you're going to do.
All right. It's been a thanks hoot, again, y'all. Everyone. We'll thank see you next week.
See you, lovelies.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to our after show for our Patreon subscribers. Of course, welcome. In today's main episode, I had Kyle's mum and brother, as well as Kyle on the show. We were having a lovely chat. Yeah. And I've got them back here for the after show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So excited. So we are going to play a game. We're going to play a little bit of a game show game. It's a game called Which Gay Son? And we're going to discover who is Patrizia's favourite son based on these answers. I'm going to be able to work that out. I've been doing my research. I've got some stories on the boys. I'm going to ask you which gay son then a sentence. And you're going to guess which one it was.
Okay. Here we go.
Question number one. Which one of your gay sons reset their partner's phone as they slept from entering in the passcode wrong too many times?
Tyron.
Correct. Yeah.
That is correct.
That is correct.
In my defense.
I feel like that
he
happened.
Was cheating.
That happened multiple times.
That happened on three separate occasions.
I was like, you're not going to learn. Like, it wipes the phone. And then.
Were you guessing just random numbers?
No, I normally had his. Like, it was his fault for changing his password, yeah, really. Because I had access to, like, everything. And
You're a psychopath.
I am a psychopath, but he was also cheating. So yeah. I was right every time.
Yeah, exactly. When your sixth sense tells you something, that's it. Okay. So mom supports
your behavior.
So that proves you're in touch with Tyron. You get 1 point Tyron as the best son. All right. Next question is, which gay son dates younger?
Tyron.
I'm going to guess obvious. that's correct as well.
Yes. It's not factually correct in every instance. But predominantly.
Yeah, it's correct.
Okay. Another point for Tyron. Next question. Which gay son has better fashion sense?
Tyron.
I feel very attacked.
Would we agree on this one?
Yeah. No, look. Absolutely.
He works in
Carl
fashion.
Carl looks great all the time, but he needs...
It's effortless.
Yeah.
But it's very vanilla.
It's like,
know what, you wear a grey shirt.
Okay.
He's improved. All right. He's improved incredibly.
And then Ty wears like sequin pants.
Because when he was younger, we had to sort of
they did definitely
guide him
shape me.
Very few gay sons get forced by their mother to wear more fashionable and daring outfits.
No, there's some horrendo photos. Like, awful. Just awful. Like fucking surf brands and like heavy chains and... Oh.
All right, here you go. Next question. Now, which gay son had their first gay kiss with a Mormon in a cemetery?
Kyle.
Correct?
What a sentence. My God. That's like a real like tabloid.
How did you know?
Because that's sort of when he came out and we were near a cemetery.
Look,
that's so that makes sense.
Look.
I've also kissed boys in the same cemetery, but
they were
not
very nice.
They were not
cemetery.
Mormons,
but
and they were not my
first
kiss.
Can I just say he was had rejected his Mormonness, but he was
there's nothing wrong with being Mormon.
Yeah.
No, there is. But.
And I shared my first homosexual experience, my kiss with this guy in the Anzac Square because it had really pretty grass. And I'm not sure how disrespectful it is. Okay. Yeah.
All right, here's another creepy one. Just to prove that you're sorry. We've had fucking breaking into phones, kissing in cemeteries.
Look, we're psychos.
Which gay son woke up to his ex crying at the foot of his bed in the middle of
Kyle.
The night?
What the hell?
Yeah, no, he...
Lock your doors, guys. Lock your doors.
The weird thing is
when he broke into your...
Okay, so he lived in Melbourne and he moved to Brisbane for me, but he moved to like an apartment the street over from me. Mm-hmm. So after we had our nasty, horrible breakup, he would always be waiting at the post box for me to like cry and like talk to me and mm-hmm. fight, whatever.
Just silently. I'd have to walk past and pretend he wasn't there. Like when I came home from work, I'm like, oh, look, he's there again.
Mm-hmm. And what I think because we're on the third kind of floor of this apartment block and we were slack with like locking our door. And then I just remember like hearing the sniffling and I just woke up in my bed and he was like crying at the foot of my bed. And I was like, I'm dying. Tonight is the night I die. Yeah.
We went to Byron with him.
That's right.
In case you didn't know who you were.
Yes. Oh, God.
All right. This one. Well, this is probably a subjective one. So you probably get this correct, which whatever answer you have. But which gay son is the bigger troublemaker?
Nana, Mom.
No, I don't know any of my boys to be troublemakers.
Oh, you should come to
Pushtoff. Don't come here with that bullshit. Which one?
I don't know, maybe Carl more.
Really?
I don't know. That surprises me. He's a troublemaker.
I'm not.
He's really
don't know you at all.
Wow.
Okay, point to Kyle. Which gay son is the better cook?
Ty.
Kyle cook?
Look, no. I can make a dish.
What would we be expecting if Kyle was cooking?
Oh, please. I can make mince and toast.
I don't know if he can even put the oven on.
Oh, to come here and be attacked in such a way.
I love you.
All right, point for time.
Oh.
Which gay son is the better gift giver? I'm sure that you love whatever presents you get, but obviously one person hits the nail on the head a little bit.
Tyron used to be really good, but Carl has improved.
That's such a diplomatic thing.
I was like, why is there hesitation?
Yeah, okay, Ty is very in tune with Mom and her style and fashion. He like buys her shoes and dresses and things like that.
And you get the latest PlayStation.
I've always been like, I'm just like,
yeah, but he's logical.
I'm just like, sign your name on the card.
I mean, if I need any tech or anything like that,
I'm practical.
He's practical. So like the last gift I got from him was amazing. Because I couldn't get Stan on the TV because it's not a smart TV where I'm staying.
So I gave her a Chromecast.
Oh, that's
practical. She needed it. I'm the techie guy.
Yeah.
And Ty is.
So, I mean, he thought of me. You know?
That is true. Yeah, he's talking about what you need.
Yeah, he thought of me. So.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, I think of things that you didn't know that you needed.
All right.
I'm seeing the benefit of having two gay sons. This is really.
I get lots of
gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which gay son dated someone whose family used to be in a cult? Do you know about this?
Jesus, no.
Which of you dated someone whose family used to be in a cult?
Oh my gosh. Carl?
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was definitely a Ty question.
I mean, look, it would check out.
Ty is sort of like, he's collected them all, like he's mastered.
No, like I had to like think about that for a while, but then I thought, more likely Kyle.
What kind of cult?
Okay.
Have you worked out who?
Probably no one in his family will ever hear this, so I can talk about it. But I found out, because he had 8 or 9 siblings. I'm like, does anyone find that weird?
You're allowed to do that without.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's a lot of people. And he had American parents. And I think one day he told me that his family fled kind of America to leave this cult.
Wow.
And he was the first child born after leaving the cult.
Of course.
So he was the golden child. Turned out to be gay, so not that golden. And then, it was a cult called The Family, and it sounded really fucked up.
Wait, he was in The Family?
No, he wasn't in it. He was, I mean, the family was in it.
The Family was in The Family.
Yeah, and then I remember Googling it one time with my friend. I'm like, I could never go
there. Oh, this is a whole thing.
Yeah. And then I found out all these things. Like, all his siblings and stuff had sex at, like, a really young age. And, like, their parents didn't raise them. Like, they would have nannies, and they would, like, have sex with young kids. It was one big communion.
So many people around him all the time. Those family photos.
This has really brought down the mood of the... We might do a special investigation podcast for that one. Still going to give you the point for it, though, Kyle. Well done. Next question is, which gay son pretended to be in their relationship for an extra 4 weeks so as not to ruin Christmas?
Oh, time.
Oh. Everyone really cute.
But I knew.
Yeah, well, you sort of knew. My boyfriend of 7 years, literally we broke up the week before Mum was arriving for 4 weeks from Christmas. We hadn't seen her for like 2 years because that's when she was living overseas. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it would be easier and nicer for everyone if we just...
Aww. Was it easier, Tyrone?
No,
it wasn't. Horrible. It would have been actually better if you'd just told me he could have done his thing and we could have done our
thing. Did he come to Christmas?
Yeah, no, every day they Christmas, played family and then when
we would
mom
pretend
went home,
everything was fine and then like mum would go home and he would like fuck off to the new guy and then,
Oh my goodness. I mean, I know, in a way, bless him for doing it, I guess.
Well, I think he owed me at least that.
True, yeah, fair enough. Okay.
But,
but
yeah,
I would have actually preferred to know because I could sense.
We went on a wine tour together.
There's a photo and you can see in my eyes.
The deadness.
Yeah, hindsight.
Sense there was something not right.
Okay, here's a fun one. Which gay son did a trust fall off a podium at Poof Doof, but nobody caught him?
Did a what?
You know when you fall off a podium, like you go to crowd surf off a podium, you jump off a podium at a club or at a concert. And no one caught you, darling.
Oh, it was me.
Was it you, Kyle?
I don't trust anyone enough to do
Look,
that.
It wasn't okay. It was more. It was less of a trust fall and more just being so drunk and stepping backwards and forgetting you're standing on a podium. And I remember the world went like slow motion, and I was just like falling backwards and then just hitting the ground with such a thud. Oh. And in my mind, the music was just like,
I was
and then
there.
Like, it was just there. Went quiet. Oh. And I remember Ty reassuring me, being like,
no
like,
one saw. Because
obviously Ty
no
was there.
Saw.
And it was like New Year's Eve. And Ty was like, no one saw. And then I saw him immediately look over to someone and mouth, everybody saw. I was like, you're such a bitch. Yeah, such a bitch. He's the bitch.
I was supporting you.
Okay, let's see if I can find something trashy that I think is going to go the other way. Which gay son was so hungover that they threw up so loudly that the neighbors made a complaint?
Probably Tyrone.
I'm guessing Tyrone.
He has a weak constitution.
Yeah, he is very good.
From when they were kids.
Ty cannot hold anything.
He couldn't hold his booze from when he was a kid.
We used to go on a long trip.
You name a place I vomited
and I'd
have
them in the back seat with plastic bags. Yeah. So
oh, God.
But do you have to be so dramatic with the volume?
It's so annoying. If we go out drinking now and the next day he's vomiting, I just close my door. I'm like, can you shut up? There's no sympathy now. It's just like, oh my God.
All right, here we go. Oh my God, this one. I can't believe I'm asking this question. Which gay son went on a date but then turned up to a sex party instead by mistake? They thought they were going on a date, rocked up. Turns out it was a sex party.
Could have been either one.
Wow.
Because, I mean, they didn't know they were going there.
No,
so.
True, yeah.
Allegedly.
Which one do you think would get themselves into that situation, though?
Kyle.
I am so offended by this. It was not me. It was your other promiscuous boy.
No, I was going to say Tyron. But
so, Ty, when you got there, did you stay?
I stayed for a polite amount
God
of time.
And your mother.
He stayed for a polite amount.
No,
of
time. No. Listen,
he shook a naked man's hand.
This is so awkward. No,
okay, tell the story.
You need to hear the story. So I go over to meet this guy. I was in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I go over, and someone else answers the door. So immediately, this person was like in a jock strap, and I was like, "Hello, I'm looking for so and so." And he's like, "Who?" And I was like, "Oh, wrong apartment. Sorry." He's like, "Kidding, come in." And I was like,
"Oh dear."
Okay. So I walk in, and behind the door is a naked man with his hands over his junk, and he's like, "Hi." So I naturally shook his hand because what else?
Had his hands.
What else would you do when you're incredibly awkward?
COVID-19. Jesus Christ.
I can imagine.
And now then they were like maybe 7 or 8 people there. Anyway, I made friends with another guy on the balcony because he too did not realize what he had agreed to attend.
So people were trapping
and
people
we talked about movies, and then after a polite amount of time I was like, look, I'm gonna go, thanks for having me, it's been cool.
It's been a time.
Different.
Oh, I think you get 2 points for that one.
That's fucking that's great.
Okay, here's a fun one. Which gay son gave their partner's mother a cask of cocksucking cowboys for Christmas?
Do you even know what that is, Mom?
As a cultured, as a cultured woman of the world, I've probably just spoken a foreign language to you. Cocktail. So cocksucking cowboy is a cocktail.
Yeah.
A trashy cocktail called
like
a cocksucking cowboy.
Okay. So
and someone
gave
an entire cask of that, like a box of it, to their partner's mother for Christmas.
Only Tyron would do that.
Would he?
I think Ty's a better present buyer than that. Was it Kyle?
It was me.
Did she
so
like
look,
Duncan's,
it was like a
Duncan's
Chris
mother.
It was like a Kris Kringle situation. So you had to buy like a bottle of alcohol, and then everyone plays that thing, and you like swap it around and stuff. And I was like, I think there was like a dollar limit. So I think I was like, oh yeah, I'll be fun with it. it turns out I was like the only fun person. Everyone else had nice bottles of wine. And then there's this one weird cask of like Coxing Cowboy. And it was our first Christmas together. Duncan's mom ended up with it. And I was like,
she was so polite. She's like, this will be lovely to have sips of.
Yeah. Oh. And then like she like cracked it and poured it. She's like, yes, it's quite nice. And I was like, oh, so embarrassing.
Tyron would have the courage. Yeah. Tyron would have the courage to do that for a fun thing.
Yeah.
No. I didn't imagine Carl would do that.
I thought it was going to be a very different kind of Christmas.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yes. Anyway, she was very nice about it.
All right, last question is, which gay son used to sneak out of the house by pushing the wheelie bin under his second story window and climbing down on top of it?
Sneak out from home.
From home, yes.
You're like, my son?
I used to do things like that. I don't know my sons did things like that. I used to even push my father's car out the driveway slowly could take it.
Amazing.
Look, we can't drive because we are gay.
I have no idea.
A wild guess.
Who wants to admit to it?
It was me.
Did you?
I was going to say, Kyle, was that in Kedron?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It was because in Queensland, you have Queenslander houses, which is like a house built on like stilts kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And generally people park their cars underneath the house and stuff. So I would take the bins out, but actually just like wheel it very suspiciously close to my window.
It was suspicious because you were being helpful.
And where were you going? To meet the 35-year-old.
I may have been.
There we go.
No wonder mummy had the right feelings to go crazy.
Did she? Well, we've got our final scores. Thank you all so much for playing. Oh, we have on 7 points, Kyle. Huh? On 10 points, we have Ty, which means that the winner tonight is me for getting to spend the evening as part of your family. Aww. Thank you so much.
Oh, you can be part of our family anytime.
Bless you all.
Three gay sons.
Thank you again so much.
Three gay sons. It's what it's the tribe.
Just what you need.
We're going to have to have a get together one night.
We'll definitely have to have dinner. Yes, that would be lovely. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You for bringing your lovely family in, Kyle. And thank you so much to our Patreons
for the listeners.
Subscribing. Thanks for your cash. We love it.
We love it, especially nowadays.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.